Now, Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan is scheduled to appear in court in Islamabad. He faces corruption charges in connection to a university trust he and his wife run. Now, a large number of police have now left the vicinity of his residence in Lahore after spending most of Wednesday outside his home. The 70-year-old veteran politician has said police were preparing to detain him again. Pakistan's Supreme Court has ruled his arrest last week was illegal. His detention sparked violent protests across the country. Well, earlier, Imran Khan told Al Jazeera his opponents are trying to prevent him from taking part in the next elections.
Neither the military establishment, which means one man, nor these 12 parties, they're too scared for elections because they're scared I will win. So because of that, you know, they're doing everything to make sure that I get out of the race. I have had two assassination attempts on me. One was where I was hit. One where I was lucky to be alive because just, you know, I got saved, thank God. So this is the issue. 150 cases on me. Someone who has not had one criminal case in the last few months has 150 cases, including 15 criminal cases in a day, 40 terrorist cases. So, I mean, this is all to get me out of the race.
Let's go to Kamal Harder, who is live for us in Islamabad. Kamal, will Imran Khan appear in court today?
First of all, he was supposed to appear before the National Accountability Bureau in that Al-Qaeda trust case, which involved his wife and the former prime minister, or alleged to be involved in that scam. However, because of the situation evolving at Zaman Park, his residence, he is unable to come to Islamabad today. So he will not be attending that court. As you saw, the police have been withdrawn because after the government of the Punjab issued an ultimatum, which is likely to expire in less than 2 hours, that he should hand over 30 to 40 terrorists who were hiding at Zaman Park, that is Imran Khan's residence. The former prime minister said that he called the media to come and see for themselves, the local and international media, and said that the police should come with a warrant and search the place and find out whether there are any terrorists or not, because they would not just be a threat to the government, but also to the former prime minister. So indeed, tense situation still prevailing. We'll have to wait and see what happens at 2 o'clock local time, which is about 9 GMT. And after that expiry of the ultimatum, whether the authorities will try to arrest him or to go into that place. Of course, the authorities have also now indicated that they would have the media there as well. So interesting developments, and we'll have to wait and see what happens within the next few hours.
Yeah, I mean, difficult for you to speculate, but I mean, what are the options available to the government? I mean, what could their next move be?
Well, first of all, it is interesting to note that the president of Pakistan, Dr. Arif Alvi, said yesterday that all sides should take a deep breath and try to reach a negotiated settlement. Earlier, the Supreme Court had asked the ruling coalition and Imran Khan's party members to sit together to hammer out some sort of a consensus on the forthcoming elections, which are due in October, after the government disobeyed or disregarded the orders of the Supreme Court to hold provincial elections in the Punjab, which were due to be held on the 30th of April, were delayed till the 14th of May, but did not happen. So all sides will have to rethink their strategies. People in Pakistan are saying they don't want their politicians to become generals or their generals to become politicians, that all sides should sit together, reach a negotiated settlement. The country is in a crisis, an economic, political and constitutional crisis, which is untenable. So all sides have to take a deep breath, as the president suggested.
Thank you for that. Kamal Haider there for us live in Islamabad.